You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So the rally was good. I would estimate that it was about 500 people in attendance. We had, it opened up with a speech from Dame Tariana Turia. We had Kylie Quince, who's an associate professor at AUT. Who else spoke? Jean Tahuya, who's one of the midwives who was in the newsroom video, who was trying to stop the, or who did successfully stop the baby in Kahanunu area from being taken. Handed over our open letter that's been signed by 17,000 people to Marama Davidson. And of course, that open letter is why we're here. The demands on that open letter are calling for not one more Māori baby to be removed from their whakapapa context of whānau, iwi and hapū, for the government to hand over decision-making power and resources to whānau, hapū, iwi and kaupapa Māori organisations so that we can look after tamariki Māori in a tikanga-based way. And for the entire structure of Ministry of Children to be overhauled and recreated in line with kaupapa Māori and strength-based approaches.
So leading up to this rally, how extensive has the support, the Hands Off Our Tamariki movement been?
So it's been huge. You know, when Whānau Ora called Te Hui to have to announce that they were going to be doing an independent inquiry into Oranga Tamariki, it was originally going to be at a marae. There were too many people that RSVP'd, so they had to move it to the Holiday Inn so that they could house about 400 people. I mean, today we were delivering a petition that's been signed by over 17,000 people. We had 500 people in attendance, and, you know, this is a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of the day. It's not a weekend. And I think some people were a little bit worried that there would be some momentum on this kaupapa loss because of what's happening at Ihu Matau. But actually, Kylie Quince, one of our speakers, she made the very good point that what is happening in Ihu Matau is connected to what is happening here. And the way that it's connected is that it comes down to whakapapa. What we're doing here is we're saying not one more baby should be removed from their whakapapa. And what the people at Ihu Matau are saying is no housing development should be built on the land that we whakapapa to. So essentially what Māori, Indigenous people throughout New Zealand are uprising for all around the country is to say not one more acre of land shall be taken, not one more baby shall be taken. And in fact, it's time for Māori to design our own solutions and for the government to follow.
So you've had the rally, you've presented the letter. What steps do you think the government and Oranga Tamariki need to take now?
Well, so there's going to be another whānau ora hui that the Kingitanga are hosting on the 19th of August. And my hope is that some members from Oranga Tamariki and hopefully the Prime Minister and the Minister for Children would be attending that hui to hear directly from whānau Māori about our stories, about our vision and aspirations. And obviously with the petition that we've just delivered, that will follow the formal parliamentary processes. So we will, it'll get referred to select committee, and then hopefully we'll have the opportunity to bring our case before the parliamentarians who have decision-making power to change the things that we're calling for.
So if they go forward with the changes that you've suggested, is there anything you'd recommend that they do for the past generations that you've claimed that the ministry has failed, those that have faced alleged state abuse?
I would hope that that would be part of what's happening now with the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Historic Abuse and State Care. I absolutely think there needs to be some form of reconciliation between those who have been harmed whilst in so-called state care and those who perpetuated the harm, being the institution that is government. And I would expect, in the same way that government in Budget 2019 put aside funding for responses to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the terror attacks in Christchurch, that they will put aside funding and potentially make plans for other support services to be set up so that people who do come forward in that Commission of Inquiry into historic abuse have the chance to have healing and have the resources and support they need to do that in a way that works for them.
Did you see or hear the earlier comments made today by Acting Prime Minister Winston Peters about the grievances with Oranga Tamariki?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Would you like me to give you a select quote from him?
Sure.
He said that he stated on the AM show today, as somebody who spent his whole life in the Māori world, in the context of growing up in a Māori settlement way up north, let me say that we're hearing a lot of language from certain radical Māori in my view, that somewhat suggests that the very culture or family that spawned this child in the first place, that has seen this child brutalized and damaged, is the place where we can safely repose that child, and we want the healing process to start. Now, how on earth does that work? Is there anything you'd like to say about these comments?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One is that the other thing that Winston Peters said, I believe, in the post-cabinet press conference was that they this government has inherited a broken system, which is exactly what we're saying. And what we're also saying, what I've heard him say as well, is that whānau, iwi, Māori want to be able to, they need to step up and to deal with violence in our own communities. And actually, that is exactly what we're saying as well, is we're saying that, yes, we want to make sure that all of our children and our babies are safe. We're not saying to leave kids in abusive homes. We're saying who gets to make the decision about where that baby or that child ends up. And we're saying that we think that that decision should sit with whānau, hapū and iwi rather than with government. Because the truth is, since, I think, 2013, the number of Māori babies who have been taken into so-called state care has gone up by 20%. We know that at least three Māori babies are taken each week by Oranga Tamariki. And we also know that in the first 6 months of this year, there were at least 200 babies who were abused in state custody. So that is also not a safe place for these kids to be. And what we're saying is that Māori have the solutions. We just need the decision-making power and the resources in order to be able to care for Māori in a tikanga-based way. And we are absolutely willing to step up to do that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.